Thanks, Mr. Donovan. You know that God loves you guys. One of the things that is amazing about C3 Kwinana is that you've been able to build a sense of community where when people come here, they feel the love. And I want to appreciate especially this women's group. That's only, it's the women's group, right? Yeah, the ladies group. it is, you know, just for your hospitality, you know, the things that you guys do just to make sure that everybody gets a cup of coffee, a piece of cake or whatever sweet stuff that you give to us is really important in just connecting people. That cup of tea, that cup of coffee is very essential. And I think that no matter where you are in this church, where you serve, you are an integral part in what God is doing. Because I certainly believe and that God is doing something. And if you ever want to be involved in what God is doing, it's just to ask him and say, Lord, what are you doing? And can I be a part of that? I like the sense that we've got our friend, Mr. Graham, who had his hip surgery 2 weeks ago. And I like the fact that, you know, people will drive to Joondalup to go and see him. That says something. You know, that says something. And especially it says something to that person's family that these people are just not, we're not just talkers, that we're actually walkers. That we're there supporting one another. When we hear the things, there's many others who do things out of sight. And I won't mention them. They do things out of sight to help others in the church. And I just want to acknowledge that that's how you build community. That's how you build God's kingdom. Because at the end of the day, if there's anything that drives people, I know what really drives you is, number one, you're good people. But the second thing is you're God people. Because you know God. And so you say, because I know God, I am going to respond this way. And I want to acknowledge just the things that people do that are not seen. Because there are things that are done that are not seen. And I hear about it. And I'm just so grateful, you know, to be part of what God is doing. You know, and so we never minimize and say we're just a small gathering of people. Because in that, God is doing something. He's strengthening. Because Jesus basically sometimes instructs us to show love to one another first. That you show love to those of the house of God. Because the funny thing is that when the Lord comes to judge, he doesn't start with the world. He starts with the house of God first. And so it's really, I just acknowledge, you know, just that culture of being there for one another, and long may it continue. Long, let us never lose that. That is part of our culture. You know, and Peter Drucker was a management consultant, educator, and author. Very good. I used to read his books when I was growing up, and even when I was at university, read the books of Peter Drucker. And he came up with the phrase that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And what does it mean? So it means, in a nutshell, no matter how great your business strategy is, your plan will fail without a company culture that encourages people to implement it. It's one thing to talk about love. It's a whole other thing to act about love. And the one thing I love about you people is that your culture is a culture of love. And I just want to acknowledge that and say we are so grateful for each and every one of you that call this place your home. And I just pray, you know, and I pray this sincerely from the bottom of my heart that may the Lord for each, may we just raise our hands to the Lord this morning. May the Lord give to you the things that you are yearning for, the cry of your heart. Father, I just pray this morning for your people. As the pastor, as the shepherd of your flock, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would give to them the things that they yearn for, Lord God, that you would come and that you would restore and you would correct, Father, you would replenish things in their lives, Father. Lord, that, Father, things that have dried up, Father, you would bring to life again. In the mighty name of your Son, I pray, Lord God, for healing within families. Lord, family members that are sick, Lord God, that they be healed. Lord God, where relationships are broken, that they would be restored in Jesus' mighty name. Where there is need, Father, that times of plenty would come, that no more lack, Father, in the lives of your people. Father, bless them. Let there be a special blessing upon them and upon their families, upon their children. May they experience the goodness of God. In your name I pray, in Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. So I don't have a lot of time this morning, and what I want to do is to bring some very quick encouragement. We just see C3 culture. One of the things that we do here at C3 Kwinana and we encourage is that we understand the power of prayer. God will not move unless we pray. We don't pray, he don't move. When we pray, we invite God into our lives. This is why it's very important that you understand altars. That altars in our lives and in our families are very important. Because the altar is a place of exchange. Where you are exchanging, where you are doing business with the Lord. That is why they created the altars where people and God instituted the burnt offerings. Because that was a place of exchange where we were exchanging our sin for his righteousness. So when the priest would kill the animal and sprinkle the blood on the altar, he would go into the Holy of Holies, he would do what he needed, essentially atoning for the sins of the people. So altars in our lives are important. This is why the cross itself is an altar. It is a place of exchange where we are exchanging our sinfulness for his righteousness. And understand that at the altar, something always has to die. The blood of Jesus is what made it happen for the atonement of our sins. If we are going to do, or if you are going to experience the fullness of what God has for you, it starts with prayer. It starts with your altar, raising an altar of prayer in your home. Remember Solomon's prayer when he was dedicating the temple in 2 Chronicles 6, 19 to 31. He goes, "Nevertheless, listen to my prayer and my plea, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is making to you." This is Solomon speaking. "May you watch over this temple day and night, this place where you have said you would put your name. May you always hear the prayers I make toward this place. May you hear the humble and earnest request from me and your people Israel. When we pray toward this place, yes, hear us from heaven where you live. And when you hear, forgive." Now this is where now he starts to institute some things, where he's covering everything within that is going to be that pertains to the children of Israel. He says, "If someone wrongs another person and is required to take an oath of innocence in front of your altar at this temple, then hear from heaven and judge between your servants, the accuser and the accused. Pay back the guilty as they deserve. Acquit the innocent because of their innocence." He's basically saying that when you come to the altar, that you can expect justice from the Lord. When you come to the altar, you can expect justice. He goes on to say, "If your people Israel are defeated by their enemies because they have sinned against you, and if they turn back and acknowledge your name and pray to you here in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and return them to this land you gave to them and to their ancestors." Talking about national security, the security of the country, the security. This is about talking about the justice for you in your life, justice for your family, also the security, not just of the nation, but also for your family. He says, if the skies are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, he's covering everything. And he says, and if they pray toward this temple and acknowledge your name and turn from their sins because you have punished them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them to follow the right path and send rain on your land that you have given to your people as their special possession. We need to understand. He's talking about the economics of stuff, the economy. Please understand me. The single most important institution in any country is the church. Because when we pray, things happen. Sometimes we think it's the government. Yes, they do what they're supposed to do. But really, what this is telling us, that what underpins the success of any nation is the church and it's God's people that are praying to him, because there are things that the Lord stops from happening in countries that only he can see. This is why we need to pray. This is why you pray for your children and you cover them, because you don't know what's coming up against them, but the Lord knows. Then he says, if there's a famine in the land or a plague or crop disease or there's crop disease or attacks of locusts or caterpillars, or if your people's enemies are in the land besieging their towns, whatever disaster or disease there is, and if your people Israel pray about their troubles or sorrow, raising their hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven where you live and forgive. Give your people what their actions deserve, for you alone know each human heart. Then they will fear you and walk in your ways, as long as they live in the land you gave to us. If we want to see a move of God in your family, in our church, in the city of Kwinana, it starts with prayer. Where we pray, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need to be those that partner with the Lord for what he's doing. Don't underestimate the prayers that you pray for your children and for your grandchildren. Even if they're adult children, they still need your prayers. Do not neglect that. Your young children, that the Lord would guide them. So yes, you pray and then you encourage and then you bring them along to church, because you know what? You never know what the Lord will whisper. You never know what the Lord will whisper. One word and a life is changed. This is why, please, every Sunday, the first Sunday of every month, at the beginning of, just before at 10:15, I think to about 10:45, at the first Sunday of every month, there's prayer that happens. I would encourage you all to attend that and pray. You're praying for the service. You're praying for the church. We're praying for each other. We're praying for the community. We're praying for the Lord's will to be done. We cannot underestimate the power of prayer. Remember when Peter was locked up and he was going to get into trouble the next day, and this is in the book of Acts, and the church was praying. Peter was, locked up in chains, and all of a sudden an angel appeared and the chains fell off. And then he started to go through the different guard posts. Up until he got outside, he thought he was dreaming. And then he recognized, oh my goodness, this is not a dream. This is real. It was because of prayer. Prayer is what will give us boldness when we are feeling scared and weak, when we're under attack. This is the same thing with the apostles when they were under attack with the persecution. They didn't say, Lord, hide us. They said, no, give us even more boldness to proclaim. So we get bold when we pray. Is this the lights going? Oh, okay. We need to pray. Have I stressed that enough? We need to pray. Why is it that prayer is the one thing that is the most least attended activity of the church? But that is actually where things happen. For all this to occur, it was because there was some praying men and women for us to be seated in here is not because of our goodness. It is because some people did what? They prayed. And now, hey presto, abracadabra, we're here. No, it was because of intentional prayer that people went through. Let us never neglect that. So we pray at the beginning of the month. We've also got a Zoom prayer. And you know, we're so generous that we don't pray for 4 or 5 hours. We only pray for 30 minutes. We can all give 30 minutes in prayer. It happens not this coming Monday, next week Monday it happens. And it's only on Zoom. It goes for 30 minutes, specific prayer points. We're praying for our church, our people, for healing, because there's people that are sick within the church. So prayer is very, very important. And then lastly, we've got once a term, a prayer that goes from 8 to 10 o'clock at night. It used to go from 9 to 12. And so we're so generous and we said, no, we don't want to pray too much. We just want to pray just enough. So we reduced it to 2 hours from 8 to 10. And of course, the reason being why we moved it was understanding that some people have got to go to work the next day. So finishing at 12 and then getting home late and then you got to get up for work made it very difficult. So prayer is something that we do here at C3 Kwinana. The Lord's response. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon. This is in 2 Chronicles 7. I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and all these conditions and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. This is the Lord's response. It is conditional. You do this, I do that. You don't do that, I don't do this. It's quite simple. It's if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And there's things that we need to do. All the things that we deal with, we've got to let go of those. We turn to the Lord, and he will come and restore. This is why understand that it is the church. You are one of the most important people in the world. Because the Lord ain't moving until his church does something. And that's you and I. We need to get a hold of that. We need to get that grip us. And if we're not praying, let us begin to desire to pray even more, to see the will of God established in your family's life, in your church's life, and in the community's life, and in the country's life. We went through a devastating time with COVID. Maybe it was just our luck. There's no such thing as luck. It is the Lord who intervenes on behalf of his people when they pray. And that's what God does for you and I. Connect groups. Being part of a connect group is something else we do here at C3 Kwinana, because this is a place where you can thrive. You grow in your discipleship. You are joined with a group of people, like-minded people who love the Lord, who want to grow in their discipleship. Connect groups provide you an opportunity for growth and maturity in your faith, but also the opportunity for you to excel in your ministry of influencing wherever you go. Because where God has placed you, we're not just here to sort of like enjoy ourselves. We come, we get equipped for the work of the ministry. The real work is not done in church. The real work is done outside of church. That's what we're being equipped with. We are ambassadors that no matter where we go, we take the word of God within us and begin to speak that out, and we will see. In fact, last night I was being told, we had the Young Adults Connect group, and somebody was saying that they were talking to somebody, and they said, I'm sensing the Lord saying that something horrible is about to happen in your life, but whether it's going to be okay. The very next day, that person head-on collision. And they said, as they were experiencing that, He said that I am not as, you know, impacted emotionally because I recall that you spoke that word over me yesterday. This is just last night I was being told this. So let's not underestimate that when the Lord says, can you please go and speak to that person? For you, it might, oh, come on, Lord, that's real silly. Come on, Lord, that's stupid. I ain't doing that. That's going to make me look like a fool. But you never know what it's going to do because there's a backing. There's heaven's backing that comes with the words that you will go and speak. So connect groups are a place where you get to grow also in your area of gifting, whether that is you might have a gift of prophecy. It's a good place to start to practice the gift that the Lord has given you. We serve at C3 Kwinana. We find a place where we can serve in the house of God. If you serve on the music team, you can serve on the music team, hospitality, AV, welcome, cleaning. All these ministries are important. Hospitality is important. The people that clean, very important. Who's ever been to a restaurant and then you visited the toilet and the toilet was upside down? What did you think about that restaurant? Good thoughts? There you go. So that's why in our church we've got people that do a great job in cleaning. We never underestimate the importance of clean toilets because they say something about who we are, that we value people that when they come here, they can have a nice clean environment, that the floor, there's not crumbs everywhere, you know, there's not dust everywhere, that people take the time to repair the seats. Why? Because they love the house of the Lord. Because you know what? They think when they see the seats with the covers all torn over, like, nah, this doesn't represent who God is. And they put it together of their own strength, of their own volition. They do it because they love the Lord. And so they're serving in that area of ministry. People that worship, they come early for the practice. Practice on other days, practice at home, seeking the Lord, so that it's just we're serving the Lord, serving one another. And of course, we get vibrant worship, worship that gets us to connect to the Lord, have a very good worship experience where we are ushered into the presence of God. Not so that, you know, yes, it'll emotionally it's fantastic, but also that there's a connection, there's a God connection that actually happens when we worship. This is why our worship team is very important to us. Because we are changed when we worship. Because our perspective changes, because we think, oh Lord, we lift you. We forget about our problems. In fact, we give them over to the Lord and we begin to declare things during worship about our situation. And that happens during worship. And so vibrant worship is what you will experience at C3 Kwinana. And so I just want to quickly, in the time that I have, I just want to look at, because we're a church, but of course we've got legal responsibilities that we have to follow through on. Part of the Associations and Corporation Act of Western Australia requires that we hold an annual general meeting, which we did hold the annual general meeting. And I talk about this really as our stewardship, because we want to be good stewards of the things the Lord has given us. One of the key things is our finances. This is just an abridged version. The full financials are available from, you can call the church office and ask for them, or easier, you can log on to the ACNC website, so it's, and type in, look for a charity, type in Christian City Church Fremantle Inc. Our name will come up, and you can then look at all our records. So our financials will be on the ACNC website. So this is just showing you that our income for the year ended, our financial year goes from January to December. It doesn't follow the normal financial year. So ours goes from calendar year, January to December of last year. And we had income of 723,000, expenditure of 702, and of course we had a profit of nearly $21,000, which is significantly lower than what it was the year before. Please understand that when you look at that expenditure, probably two-thirds of it is in wages. We have more staff that work for the church. And our interest expense in 2022 was nearly $50,000. Last calendar year, it ended 31 December, it was $144,000. So the interest expense on the mortgage essentially doubled. And so essentially, I'm combining both Fremantle and Kwinana here as one organization. And so that's why you'd find that part of our income is that we get our tithes and offerings is mostly half of that $723,000. And then we get some money for the rental of the childcare in Fremantle. We rent that out, and so we get some income for that. So if you want a full set of financials, have a look at them on the ACA NC website. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me, send me an email, or you can ask me the next time you see me. And then if I can answer your question, I'll do my, yes, I'll answer whatever question you may have. Some of the other highlights that we have are our Sunday attendance was consistent throughout the year. In 2022, we had attendance of 99 across both campuses every week. In 23, that lifted to 125. In our membership was 144 people in our church for both campuses. The membership increased to 169 as at 31 December last year. So the ratio of church attendance is 74%. So more and more people are starting to come back to church after COVID, which is a good thing. It's always good to gather in the house of the Lord. And of course, I appreciate that there are times where you can't come because you're not well, somebody in your family, your children are not well, or you've traveled. So 100%, it's a great target. We're not probably going to reach that. But if we can just start to encourage each other to not neglect the gathering of the saints, that's always good. The baptisms increased in ratio of annual baptism. We're at 8%, which I think is a good average. We only baptized one person in 2022, and last year there was 10, which is fantastic because it shows that people are growing in their discipleship, growing on their discipleship journey. That's a really good thing. Adults in small groups, we had 40% in 2022, and as of last year, there were 70% of our adults in small groups. And so the average, the best practice says at least 50% of adults should be in small groups. Small groups are a place that you thrive in small groups. You build closer relationships and friendships with people. And so they're really fundamental to the health of any church. And then lastly, the number of adults serving also increased over the year. So serving, we encourage everybody who's coming to our church that you find yourself serving in one area or another. And so I think that's in terms of that AGM outlook, that's essentially it. So I'll just invite everybody to stand. And as we finish, I really want to just let you know that at the beginning of the year, we did a three-day prayer and fasting, a Seek God fast. And I just went on for three short days. Or three long days, But now we're introducing a mid-year fast. So we'll be fasting starting from next week. We start off the series, another Seek God fast, and just talking about altars in our lives and the things the Lord wants to do as we seek Him, and how prayer is important as we seek the Lord for your individual needs, but also for the needs of those around you, those part of the church, but even as we pray for the city of Kwinana. And this is important, and I would encourage every one of us to take the time to seek God. If you take medication, well, don't stop taking your medication. Make sure that you do take it's important. And so next week I'll unpack that as we move along, and then it'll go for 2 weeks. The fasting will only be for 3 days, by the way. So it's just 3 days. But I'll start the series next week, and then I'll let everybody know the days that we'll be fasting. We'll also try and have some prayer sessions on those three nights that we will be fasting. And so let me pray. Father, I thank you for your people, the men and women of C3 Kwinana, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for the love that you have for us, that we are your children and that you love us, that we are secure in your love that you have for us. I pray, Lord God, that your people would be victorious in all areas of their lives. That, Lord, where relationships are not going well, Father, that you would restore and repair relationships. I pray, Lord God, for greater family ties. I pray, Holy Spirit, that people in families would be united. Lord, that where there was fighting and striving, Lord, that that would come to an end. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Lord God, that where there was lack, Father, that you would bring, Lord God, you would bring supply into people's lives. Father, we thank you that you love us and you care for us. Bless your people. Where there is sickness in people's bodies, Father, we pray healing, Lord God, over them. Father, I pray for those that don't know you within our families, Lord God. We pray for salvations, Lord God. We pray for salvation, that you would pour out your blessing on our children, Lord, that they, Lord God, would love you and would seek after you. Lord, that they would declare that I belong to the Lord, as you say in the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. So God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. I pray for everybody, Lord God, that you would give them the courage, Father, to rise up, to be the man and the woman that you want them to be. I just pray, Father. I just pray, and I thank you. I thank you for your people this afternoon. Bless them as we go, Lord God. Bless them, Father, and continue to watch over them. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Let's have a wonderful week. And if you need prayer, please come to the front. Our team will pray. Sir? Oh, yeah, I'll talk about it. Can I also pray? I also want to pray for Elvis before you go. Just come and tell me.